lovely day for an occasion like this, Federica.
Yes, it's brilliant. It's a lovely weather. We're at Gideon, who is our PPC's house. We've got Vince here celebrating all that we achieved in May and really giving that impetus to what us Liberal Democrats are trying to achieve.
And he's clearly very impressed with what he's seen so far.
Yeah, we've done really well here locally to have the council. Looking forward to the Somerset County Council elections further if there was going to be a general election. We're a great group of people and we really care about the community. And with that like-minded thinking, we can achieve lots.
Since we last spoke, have you noticed an increased buzz around town about everything that's going on, particularly at a time when we've had three great concerts? Yeah. And I know you like to go to gigs and stuff. We've had the World Cup. Yeah. We've now got the Women's World Cup here as well. Or the Women's Ashes, should I say.
Yeah. Yeah, I really think that there's momentum building. Hopefully you've noticed that momentum as well, Darren. We have had some great events, but it's more than that. It's about making what we said that we would do when we were knocking on those doors, actually turn that into action. So last night at council, for example, for me, really proud to start seeing some social housing being built. So 8 one-bed flats are going to go up. There'll be council houses in the, you know, in the traditional form. And it's about actually helping people who need it the most whilst thinking about those big economic projects that then also stimulate the local economy.
Interestingly, while you were at local council, I was at the meeting about the bid.
Yeah,
and the one thing which kept coming around from people within was the homeless situation, the social dynamics of what's going on in Taunton. Where are you with that?
So with regards to the bid, really supporting, I've met with them. They've got some great ideas as to how businesses can work together and that will help develop the high street and the wider economy. With regards to homelessness, we've got a great homeless team at the council and working with people, and it's about things like bringing on board those houses will then help other people on the ladder, and it's like that circular thing. If we can help one person, that then helps the next person.
And what else went on in full council last night that you can tell us about? Any rubber ducks this time?
No rubber ducks. But we had the brilliant fracking motion brought forward by Caroline and Dixie. We term it frack off. That is a huge statement for us to make. We may not be in overall control, but it sends a message that the green agenda is so important to us.
Can you just explain the whole fracking thing? Because there are people around that have heard it. They instantly think, hang on, did that person just swear?
Yep.
Or just explain a bit about the basics behind it.
Oh, you're asking me very technical questions, but I'll go with how
well, I
think
asked you
it
because
works.
I haven't got a clue what it is.
So to me, fracking, so they're drilling down into the ground to then get the gas that's down there, and it's unstabilising what's underneath our feet. It's bringing out methane, all other things. We could use that for power, but that isn't right for this area. I don't know the exact science behind it, but I know that I don't feel comfortable with that. I don't certainly feel comfortable with it where we've got a nuclear power station, so locally, but I wouldn't like it anyway. There are greener alternatives that don't damage our landscape.
So you do know your stuff then?
Well, I know it maybe compared to some, but maybe not compared to scientists and everyone else. But to me, it's really important that we make those key statements.
How was Glastonbury?
I loved Glastonbury. I had a good 4 hours at Glastonbury. I saw Sheryl Crow. I got a bit sunburnt. I got to taste some nice food. I got a bit of glitter on my face. I got to listen to some great bands. But actually, more importantly, I went there as the council leader to see how Mendip deal with 200,000 people coming onto their land and how they deal with all the different incidences that happen there. I've got some learnings to bring back about multi-agency working.
I was going to ask you about learning curves and so on and so forth, and every day is a learning curve. What have you learnt most so far?
It's about listening. That's naturally my personality type, is to engage with people, chat, how we're chatting here, be myself. But it's about listening to all the different charities and community groups and the businesses and saying, we're here, what do you need from us? And then thinking about how we can make that happen within our strategic vision.
Excellent work. Well, lovely to see you. I'm amazed that I didn't realise that we were in Gideon's house.
Yes, you've got chickens in the garden.
I was just about to say,
is
this like a Lib Dem thing?
Is this a Lib Dem thing with the chickens here? You can go and grab some food as well. Go and grab some nice sandwiches and just say hi to everyone.
Lovely. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.